this, in my opinion, the ability to attempt to warn people about potential acts, that's a huge step in the right direction.
This episode is made possible by OIT VoIP. Find your best-in-class revenue generation for MSPs all over the world. Learn more via the link in the show notes.
In today's article, CISA Ransomware Warning Program will launch this year, in an article from TheVerge.com. The Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, that's CISA, is launching a program to alert organizations about potential ransomware attacks. Currently in a pilot phase, the program uses vulnerability scanning tools to identify and notify businesses of vulnerabilities needing patching. Signing up for the CISA's Cyber Hygiene Scanning Tool allows organizations to receive alerts. In addition, CISA may use administrative subpoena power to notify organizations that still need to sign up about vulnerabilities found on their internet-facing devices, especially considering the increase in ransomware attacks. Nearly half of the victims are in the U.S., affecting manufacturing, professional services, and high-tech industries. Jason, first things first, real quick, what is your opinion about CISA overall?
Yes, they are a lot of very smart people attempting to do good things. So I'm a member of JCDC Transparently, which is a joint thing between private industry and CISA. So I'm somewhat on the inside. I will say the people that work for CISA are actually very good people. They are very much trying to change the world. They have some challenges. They are government agencies, so they move at the speed of government agencies. And
are you saying that they're moving in reverse?
No, I mean, sometimes so slow that it seems like it's in reverse.
So what couldn't they, because you started off the conversation with an incredible point, incredibly smart people trying to do amazing things. What could they do better? And frankly, what they're doing right now, this, in my opinion, the ability to attempt to warn people about potential acts, that's a huge step in the right direction. But is it enough?
Yeah, I mean, I will tell you, we got an FBI early warning from a I have a hosting side of the business that does some like colo stuff. And we have a web hosting company that had a server there and the server got popped. And the FBI actually said, hey, the server's popped and it's doing things. And so we shut it down. And that was actually kind of cool. So it's really nice to see them attempting to do this.
How did they figure that out? Is it referenced from someone else?
Yeah, I think that it was popped and it was scanning and hit one of their honeypots. They could see this thing doing outbound activity towards machines they controlled or honeypots, or they had compromised the command and control and they could see it checking in. So they let us know that it was compromised. We shut it down. Customer took care of it because we don't manage those. We just provide hosting. I think CISA is trying to do the same thing here, right? They have vulnerability scanning tools and some pretty talented backend threat like management, like smart blue team people that are consuming the results of these scans, and they're basically parsing that data and they're attempting to notify people, which I think is actually really awesome.
So let's talk about that, because you just said two things, and I think this yin and yang approach is very nice. You mentioned the FBI is saying, hey, listen, we have set up a honeypot and we are now alerting to you things that this is a reactive component of something in action. It's in session. And then on the other side, you have CISA that's saying, hey, listen, we are warning you before. I don't want to say it's preventative, because it is still reactive to an issue, but they're actively going out and warning people before it gets to the FBI, warning them that this is now in session. That is a great conversation from two government entities that are doing the right thing. Is there a way to create a better centralized version of this, or is this just the beginning process?
I don't know who would hold that better centralized version of it, right? Because the FBI is tasked with investigating when crimes have already committed. If you have a compromised server, then a crime has already been committed, right? Whereas CISA is tasked with protection, right? And so because they fall under the umbrella of Department of Homeland Security, right? So they are part of security. They are trying to prevent attacks from happening. So I think this is two sides of the same coin. We might see a world eventually where a lot of this computer high tech cyber stuff gets unified under one umbrella. I just don't know where that umbrella lives right now.
So let's visit that for just a moment. In the old days, you had the NSA. That was their charter was any type of telecom crime, anything. So which means that prank calls, NSA, process that for a moment. The I'm stealing my one a CD for one penny. Do you remember the penny for one CD? That actually was under the NSA charter. I'm not joking. They had to remove it. It was just because the internet wasn't there. So I am fascinated by how the government has evolved to kind of support the needs of society and technology. But I feel like we're not moving fast enough, but I think we're going in the right direction. Are you saying that for all intents and purposes, this is moving in the right direction?
Yeah, I 100% believe that this is the next evolution of this that needs to happen. They are doing that scanning. They are privy to a more threat intel than most of us are. So for them to be able to proactively reach out to you, the nice thing will be if there could be a spot where I could register that I own these servers and IPs and basically kind of like, have you been pwned.com, right? Like, or have I been pwned.com? A thing where I verify ownership of resources and then can sign up to get more in depth instead of just the generic stuff. That's probably the next iteration of that. And that will be kind of cool if it happens.
Amazing. And in fact, there's actually your next notable mention is about these major, major waves of attacks and getting alerted early. So why don't we get into that notable?
Sounds great. Thanks, Tony. In my notable, Okta warns of unprecedented credential stuffing attacks on customers, brought to us by Bill Talias of Bleeping Computer. Okta warns of a surge in credential stuffing attacks on its identity and access management solutions, leading to customer account breaches. Threat actors use automated tools leveraging stolen credentials. Additionally, these attacks stem from infrastructure linked to prior brute force attempts. Okta notes that attackers often exploit the Tor network and residential proxies. Organizations most affected are those using the Okta Classic engine with Threat Insight set to audit-only mode and those not blocking anonymizing proxies. Okta recommends enabling Threat Insight in login enforce mode, denying access from anonymizing proxies, and transitioning to Okta Identity Engine. They also recommend basic security practice such as passwordless authentication and multi-factor authentication.
If you found this episode eye-opening, catch more MSP Dispatch at 10 a.m. throughout the week. Share your thoughts below, and don't forget to like and subscribe.
This has been a broadcast of the MSP Media Network.